Hey friends, welcome to Spirit Connection. Doug Addison here, November 18, 2020. And I've got an encouraging word and some tips for you on how to stay at peace right now in the midst of all the swirl that's going around. I want to encourage you not to get caught up into what's going on in the spiritual atmosphere, the political atmosphere, all the atmospheres going on, but really, this is a time to align. I want to help you, give you some tips on how to align for this time. You know, God is still in control. Everything is going on right now, in the world. This week, I want to show you how to stay at peace in the midst of what's happening around you. And also, how I discovered perfect peace. And able to step into that. I want to encourage you right now, because Isaiah 59:19 says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises up a standard against him. Lord, we just come into agreement with that. For the enemy has indeed come in like a flood, and we just ask, Lord, that you would raise up a new standard. We pray for the release of your power to overcome. Lord, we pray for peace in the midst of the swirl of the storm. And we just pray right now that we come into alignment it with heaven, on earth as it is in heaven, because in the earth there might be turmoil and storms, but in heaven there's peace and there's love and there's just a flow. So we come into agreement right now in Jesus' name. Amen. My prophetic word for the month of November is real important to keep in mind. Get your spirit. It's episode 153 on Spirit Connection. It's called Infusion of Hope, Strength, Peace, and Power. God is releasing this. Reach out and grab that right now. I'm walking in this. I'm walking in it. You can indeed walk in these things and change the reality around you. And I want to help you to get a focus on what's ahead. No matter what is happening politically or economically, God really is preparing us for this new move that's coming. And we just need to wait on it. We need to just stay encouraged. Don't be discouraged by maybe some of the prophets have been, saying things that might have turned out with the elections in a different way, or whichever way you are, whichever side on the elections you are on in the United States. Don't be discouraged by this right now. It's not easy to prophesy in the midst of a storm, and we don't always understand things. But some people have asked me, could I trust the prophets? Says, well, you know, inaccuracy is not a sign of a false prophet. And of course, you don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. We need the prophets. I have one. And so, yes, you can trust us right now, even though you might have heard some things that was all over the map. But God's still in charge. And I want to talk about some keys on how to thrive and not just survive. Proverbs 3, verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. This is a major key in how to survive, how to go beyond surviving and thrive. Is first of all, you need to know who God really is. There's two things that you need right now. Is God is love. God is not the one causing the pandemic. He's not the one causing any confusion. He's, you know, this whole thing about whether you can trust hearing God right now. That God is love, and he loves you. He's the one that is still in charge in the midst of all this. The second thing you need to get your spirit is to know who you are in Christ. The first thing is to know who God really is. The second thing is to know who you are in Christ. Learn to take authority over your attacks. And let's take a look at what Jesus did during the storm. I talk about this quite a bit because it is powerful. It was in Matthew 8:23. Then he got in his boat, and his disciples followed him. Without warning, a furious storm came up on the lake, so the waves swept over the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. I love that. He was sleeping. The disciples woke him up and said, Lord, save us. We're going to drown. It was a serious storm. You know, the boat was trying to capsize. Satan's trying to kill him. But Jesus gets up, and he says, oh, you have little faith. And then he rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. So here's the key. In the storm, you want to survive, but not you want to go beyond surviving and thriving. is learn to rest in the storm. Don't get upset, in other words. Don't get stressed. And the second thing is learn to take authority. And I'm doing some training recently on how to do that, how to get authority. So one of the ways to get authority over your storm, it's found in the Word of God. The Bible is actually a powerful, is powerful for many things, but it's also like a legal document before your attacks. Job 22:28. It says that if you decree a thing, it shall be done, and it will establish for you, and light will shine in your way. So there's a thing called decreeing Bible verses. Find some Bible verses that back up for the things that you want to need or you need. Like if there's things that you're going through right now, people are stressed out, you need, maybe you're dealing with fear. That's one of the biggest ones right now. Learn to rest in the storms, know who God is, and find some Bible verses to back up the things that you need. This is how I got through. I went through 4 years of chronic illness. I almost died a couple of times. I mean, it was really rough. I am now fully healed. I'm restored. I'm back. And I was still online during that time. But in the midst of that, I was decreeing Bible verses. What are the keys to how I got through that? So one of the things that the enemy is hitting with right now is the spirit of fear. I've done some training and a couple of different things actually on how to overcome the spirit of fear. But you got to understand this, that, you know, God is love, and fear is not even mentioned as far as an aspect of God. Some people accept this, you know, like it's okay to fear, you know, but fear it's a demonic force, and it will try to get you. And we need to take authority of it. And Psalm 34:4, here was one of the verses that I used when I was decreeing my verses for fear. I sought the Lord, he answered me, and he delivered me from all my fears. I tell you, I am a different man than I was just a few years ago. I was used to be quite fearful. I had things going on in my life because of a lot of, you know, things dealing with, you know, and Huntington's disease hit my family. I actually was diagnosed with it and got through it. And one of the few people that got through Huntington's, one of the only ones in my family that got through it completely. And I'm the last prophet standing. My sister's still alive. She's an amazing woman of faith, prays for me all the time. But I lost a lot of family members, and so fear got in there on me. And that was when I watched those people around me, you know, die and get sick in the midst of a lot of people of faith in my family. But 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast your anxieties on him, for he cares on you. So you can cast your fear and your anxiety. Psalm 23:4. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff comfort me. See, these are some powerful, powerful verses. So we need to learn to live in the secret place. That's what I do. I live in the secret place. Psalm 91:1 says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Really important, especially verse 7 in Psalm 91. Though 1,000 may fall at my right side, 10,000 at your right hand, it will not come near you. And so I decree these verses back then when I was a few years ago. I decreed them every day. Now I'm decreeing different verses. But you can decree these things and go back and look at things that where God's trying to, you know, where the enemy's trying to come in, and start look at that, those areas of attack, and then you can start using the Word of God to shore those things up. It's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. It can if you put things into place. Maybe you already are walking in this. I'm grateful for you if you are. It's so great. But seeing yourself as God sees you. And I want to talk about how to decree some Bible verses, especially right now. And 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast your anxieties on him because he cares for you. So Lord, right now, like some people are really freaked out over the pandemic, freaked out about the, you know, not working, or maybe whatever it might be, people dying around you, or you know, even the political stuff. So Lord, we cast that on you right now. According to 1 Peter 5:7, we cast every fear and anxiety on you and ask that you would deliver us from stress, deliver us from fear, deliver us from these things, and impart peace. Lord, we declare and decree that no matter what the statistics look like, how many people are dying, that we know it will not come near us. Now, in Jesus' name. Now, you know, you might, things might turn out differently in the midst of that. Some people might get sick, and so people say that, yeah, but what if I get sick? Then you battle that out. You know, if you do get, I'm just saying that there's areas that the enemy gets in that's usually an open door. It's open doors to fear, generational curses. And see, that's how I got sick for 4 years. I had hidden open doors I didn't know about. There was things in there that allowed the enemy to attack me legally. And I had to close them. And so I've been telling people that you could live in the perfect will of God. The Word of God is a perfect place. I live there. You can live there. It's called the finished work of the cross. I live in the finished work of the cross. But if you're getting attacked and you're sick, then you need to take some steps to see if there's an open door in the midst of us. In the midst of it. So, you know, if something happens and, you know, you get hit with something, then you just, by his stripes, you are healed, according to Isaiah 53:5. You just keep moving forward. The key is not to give in to the things of darkness. It's not to give in to fear. The key is to not give in to any of that. And so you begin to speak things by faith as though they are, even though they are not yet. When I was going through the healing, I've been healed of so many things, but I was going through, you know, to get healed of the symptoms, early symptoms of Huntington's disease, or when I got healed of multiple chemical sensitivity, Lyme disease, the multiple, several things I got healed of. Even though I was still sick, I still spoke the Word of God as if I wasn't sick. Now, I kind of went into a spiritual denial on that. And you need to do this with any area of your life right now. Don't come into agreement over your finances. Don't come into agreement with the enemy trying to tell you things that are opposite. And so stand no matter what it looks like in the natural realm. So your healing exists, your breakthrough exists, your financial blessing, your new job, it all exists in heaven. Now we want to call down on earth as it is in heaven. We call it down right now and we decree our full healing. We decree all of the things that God has called us to do right now. No weapon formed against you shall prosper is the word of God. We believe, we trust, and we know that we walk in this place that according to Ephesians 3:20, that God, you will give us more than we can even imagine. So we now, Lord, we ask you to strengthen us during this time, especially people discouraged who need that shot of hope. That's the, when I got the prophetic word for this month, that you'll get it. You can step into this and get it. So here's some steps too on how to agree in your decree. And that is Ecclesiastes 4:12 says that one will be overpowered, two can overcome, can defend themselves, but a cord of three strands is not easily broken. So you want to come into agreement with other people and step into this. God got something for you right now. You can actually live in a glory zone. According to Ezekiel 8, 9, and 10, the Israelites lived in a glory zone. And it was called the land of Goshen. And they none of the things that happened to Egypt happened to them. So I'm just calling right now. I want to call you into this place of stepping into perfect peace in the midst of your storm. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow. Well, I'm going to be doing a master class on this, actually, to help you. In fact, it's this week. It's this Saturday. It's called How to Be at Peace in Any Storm. And it's Saturday, November 21st. It's a powerful one. I hope people are grasping the depth of what we're going to get into on this. Just go to DougAddison.com/peace. But I'm going to talk about how to understand the new normal and how to actually create a new reality, how to stay at peace, also how to break the spirit of fear and how to deal with conflicts that's within us, and also how to release the power and to get into the perfect power of the Lord for this season and an activation prayer as well. I'm excited about it. Just go to DougAddison.com/peace and follow me on social media. I'm excited for what's going on right now. Don't be discouraged. Don't fall into all of the confusion that's out there right now. All right. God bless you. See you next week.